today on Fresh FM, Namibia's heart and soul.
It is 8:31 on Namibia's heart and soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. We literally just had a very deep conversation about endometriosis, and we had poor Violet Ikala Feng for Birk in studio, who shared her deep personal story about the condition itself. So we do encourage you, as a brother to a sister, a husband to a wife, a father to a daughter, to perhaps start that conversation with your female counterparts in your life, just to ask them about this condition itself and have them checked out, especially if they've been having abnormal pain when it comes to menstrual cycle. Okay, just get that conversation going. World Health Day is on the 7th. Why not start the conversation today? But notwithstanding that, Abudi Leonard Verbien, thank you so much for being here, Peter.
Hello, good morning, fresh listeners. Good morning, NSK. It's a great pleasure to be here.
And it's a great pleasure to always have you. It's been a dramatic, let's say, two weeks or so of news. And I know for a fact the newsrooms all around the country has been, you know, scrambling with their pens and their mics, in our case, to get these stories after Makar. Please get us up to speed with what's been happening, Puta.
Sure. Good morning, listeners. Good morning, NSK. Let's get into it. The oil and gas sector in Namibia, obviously, it's one of the biggest topics currently. Questions that have arisen are, as youth unemployment surges in the country and keeps going up, what the deal? When am I going to get employed? Which skills do you need? Wat kan an? So all in all, the Institute for Public Policy Research, Graham Hopwood, spoke to us pertaining to a webinar they had recently that involved a lot of high-level people within the oil and gas sector internationally. He says the reason for this is that Namibia gets in line with how things are done already, so that when we actually do the discoveries and the exports start happening, we would know what to do. So the webinar happened earlier this week.
Okay.
Graham Hopwood says, if Namibia wants to really, really learn, it's going to take years by itself. However, if it joins existing organizations, it can already know, okay, we need sweepers, we need cleaners, we need diesel engineers, we need because oil and gas, unfortunately, by some people, has been dubbed as a curse and not a blessing. So the discovery of this automatically, according to stats, makes Namibia one of the top 15 countries in the world where oil and gas can be sourced and then exported. So this automatically means we would be a great target for investors. At the same time, Namibia, being Namibia, would be a great target for corruption, which means those that can get jobs won't get jobs because I want to smuggle my family in. I'd prefer my cousin and not someone that has an engineering degree, for example.
I suspected about Abudi Graham Hopwood now.
Yes. So with that said, we need to learn from experts already in 2024. Since 2022, 300 jobs have already been garnered in the industry, mostly high-skill jobs and not low-skill as such. So we're looking to at least 5,000 to 10,000. Kore, the salaries are obviously good in this industry. This person can then look after themselves and the families, which would bring down Namibia's poverty. That's basically the point.
Okay.
Employment created to bring down the poverty on a household individual level. Okay. Further to that, obviously what made headlines for the past 7 days is the SWAPO headquarters and the $100 million owed to the Chinese company Unique Construction.
So what's the situation with that? Okay, I saw the headline, but I didn't get a chance to really
delve into it. The company claims that SWAPO owes it over $100 million, hence it ceased construction activities at the headquarters.
I thought it was done. Can't they still need to do a couple of finishing touches?
Yes, there are allegations that SWAPO has approached a local financial institution in order to garner these over $100 million to pay the company for the construction to resume. Obviously, in the comment section, you would get, I thought you had the money, SWAPO. In the comment section, you would get, so what happened to the 730 million?
I mean, I really do remember the Secretary General bragging about it.
Yes, yes. So with all of that said, we are also keeping our pulse on this story so we can see how it develops and keep our fresh listeners abreast 100%. On the latest. The biggest topic, obviously, for the after Easter was the SIM cards registration.
Namibians.
We should take note. Good Friday and Easter Monday are public holidays. Further to that, the telecommunications companies have done their part to say, Tari, you can doch do it online. But doch, we have only one city and a few towns, and the majority of Namibia is in the rural areas.
Yeah.
So the ministry had given Namibians 1 year and 3 months. That's 15 months.
Yeah.
Kore, if you cannot go on the 1st, you can always go on the 25th. If you don't want to go on the 25th, you can go on the 20th. There are 31 days on an average month. Doch. So the ministry, as well as the telecommunications companies, argue that we have given you enough time.
Yeah.
We should bear in mind what happens to a SIM card when you have it. Calls, texts, all the apps you can download. Besides that, it's financial transactions. Your e-wallets, your blue wallets, your easy wallets, your green wallets. All of this has been affected. So this obviously affects financial institutions as
100%.
Well. Not to forget the individuals that bank with them or not bank with them. So this has caused a lot of stir. We're talking elders. We're talking young people who have decided we would like an additional extension. Unfortunately, it cannot be granted until such time you go to a mobile shop. So they're going to be quite crowded if you look at this week. I suspect next week as well. But procrastinators would like to obviously take it to other steps, like the other weeks to come. Am I?
My goodness.
In the meantime, the tambas will suffer.
Yeah. And be without communication.
For those that get paid via e-wallets for their monthly services, unfortunately, you will have to get an alternative card. Yes. Wow. So that, unfortunately, is the case in the top three. But under the honorable mentions, we interviewed an expert, Erica Thomas, political analyst, on mayors, Vanduk, and their tenures. If you have noted, mayors get 1 year to serve.
You know, don't get my political mind started. I don't understand why that's the case.
That is the biggest question. The argument emanated because we did the research. Why do they serve 1 year? And when do they actually get to do what they've set out to do? The political analyst's perspective was, in the first 6 months alone, it's orientation month.
It's just orientation.
This is NSK. That's Chekwan. She's the secretary.
Yes.
Oh, he does the what? And she
to catch up what the previous mayor did also.
Sokai. Then you get the letter.
Various letters, articles.
Donkey. Then you get the last 6 months. Okay, so now I want to do bicycle lanes on the left side. Similar to what our Dr. Job Amupanda did. When do you actually achieve the goals you've set out? Because you are serving a community. You're not serving yourself.
Yeah.
Housing, roads, we're talking about anything related to mayoral positions. Unfortunately, since Mwede Kadapua in 2019, he served 2 years.
Yeah.
After his tenure, everybody served 1 year, including your Sade governors. Queen Kamati will also serve 1 year. Unfortunately, none of these people can achieve. Politically, you need to be looked at to say, okay, NSK did reign for the year, Mar, and then?
Yeah.
The next mayor has other goals that he has set. So do they continue or do they start with their own goals? So we're looking into this matter even more to discover, when did the laws change? Who changed it? How does it affect the mayor's political career ahead? If they could not perform on a mayoral position, regional governor? President.
Then we must just be honest and call it a ceremonial position then. Just stand there and be the face of the town and smile and take pictures and cut ribbons.
What an opinion. It matters what you say, and I think it's worth noting that look like even honorable Job Amupanda, he decided I shall not wear the chain.
Yeah, because
he felt what is it for?
Yeah.
If I have to just cut ribbons, be at groundbreaking ceremonies, what do I get out of it?
Groundbreaking ceremonies.
So he has looked at it that way to say it may as well be ceremonial. But politically speaking, your future depends on what you execute on a smaller scale. Can you then do it nationally? Can you do it regionally? So that's that. Further to that, the fuel price increase on Wednesday, last night, is another thing that we need to look at as Namibians. fuel price increase automatically increases anything else.
Mm.
If I'm a transport company transporting rice, say, from South Africa to Namibia,
yeah.
and fuel increases, mm. I'll have to increase the transportation costs mm. to the Namibian government pertaining to rice imports.
Mm.
What happens to the end user?
Mm.
I'll have to put up that dollar.
Of course.
Or 20.
Mm.
Since the economy is not at the best, this fuel price increase certainly
yeah.
will mean that we will have to pay higher for taxi fare,
mm.
basics of food such as your top scores, your Indomie noodles, amaitoch. So at the end of the day, this is going to be problematic for the current SWAPO government.
It's a ripple effect, yeah.
Yebo, we are looking to PDM to look into matters such as a basic income grant for the Namibians.
Mm.
of no less than $1,000 per month
mm.
to each and every Namibian between the age of 0 and 59, just to help you, Amaito.
Yeah, yeah.
Kore, we have most diamonds, we have now oil and gas,
yeah.
We have uranium, we have gold.
Mm.
The ultimate question that has arisen in the interviews we conducted was, how are Namibians going to survive if any more increases happen in the basics? Food,
mm.
water,
mm.
electricity bills. What's going to happen now?
Yeah.
So this is something we are looking to, in okay. obviously.
That's future media news now.
Yebo, mm-hmm. we are looking to SWAPO to assist Namibians to make their lives slightly better.
Mm-hmm.
In the event the ruling SWAPO party does not look into it parliamentary speaking, we're looking to PDM as the official opposition to voice this in the parliament
yeah.
as an urgent
yeah.
matter.
Right.
Further to that, we've got youth unemployment increasing in the country. We're
yeah.
keeping tabs on that.
Yeah.
We are urging all the fresh listeners to keep your tabs on future media news. On Fresh FM, on the hour,
mm.
every hour.
Future Media News Independent.
Accurate.
And on time.
Holla.
That was This Week Today on Fresh FM, Namibia.